somebody. Everybody knows there. Everybody knows everybody. I miss those small town roots, walking around in muddy boots, the sound of rain on an old tin roof. It's time we head on back. 'Cause meanwhile back at Mama's, the for sale sign's gone up, and I'm gonna dump this truck and the little I got on a loan to own and a 3-acre lot. Put supper on the stove and beer in the fridge. Going for broke, yeah, we're gonna be rich. Watch the sun setting on the ridge. Baby, tell me what you think about this. Me and you back at Mama's. Yeah, me and you back at Mama's.
...101.1 FM, WHSM, Hayward, Muskie 101.
I was raised off of Route 3, out past where the blacktop ends. We'd walk to church on Sunday morning, race barefoot back to Johnson's Fence. That's where I first saw Mary, on that roadside picking blackberries. That summer I turned a corner in my soul down that red dirt road. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus. Where I wrecked my first car. I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven is full of sinners and on earth ain't just for high achievers. I've come to know there's life at both ends of that red dirt road. Her daddy didn't like me much. Get my shackled up GTO. I'd sneak out at her bedroom window. We'd turn out the headlights, drive by the moonlight, talk about what the future might hold down that red dirt road. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus. Where I wrecked my first car. I tore sinners and believers. Learn that happiness on earth ain't just for high achievers. I've come to know there's life at both ends of that red dirt road. I got her back again. And driving home tonight feels like I found a long lost friend. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus. Where I wrecked my first car. I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven. Sinners and believers, learn that happiness on earth ain't just
Brooks and Dunn on Muskie Country. That was Red Dirt Road. Gray here with you for today's afternoon show, and 4 o'clock means, well, first of all, a pile of country music to start the hour. Patty Lovelace and Luke Bryan are up next, but then football.
101.1 FM, Muskie 101.
I was almost one boot out of the kicked in 2 or 3. Oh, blame it on ETC for keeping that neon burning on me. I was gonna drive by, wasn't gonna stop. Then my old truck found a front row spot. Gonna drop in, but I wasn't gonna stay. Then I heard a bar stool calling my name. Wasn't gonna let the bar twist my arm, but I'm helpless in a honky-tonk. Said I wasn't gonna drink. And then a country song. Gonna get a good night's sleep. And then a country song came on. Save it for the end of the week. And then a country song came on. I was gonna drive by, wasn't gonna stop. Then my old truck found a front row spot. Gonna drop in, but I wasn't gonna stay. Then I heard an old plane calling my name. Wasn't gonna let the bar twist my arm, but I'm helpless in a honky-tonk. Said I wasn't gonna drink. And then a country song came on. I wasn't gonna drink. Then a country song came on. No, I wasn't gonna drink. Yeah, a country song came on.
Country music.
It's totally awesome. Played great country.
101.1
Muskie 101.
Sometimes it feels like this world's spinning faster than it did in the old days. So naturally we have more natural disasters from the strain of a fast pace. Sunday was a day of rest. Now it's one more day for progress. And we can't slow down, 'cause more is best. It's all on the porch drinking ice cold cherry coke, where everything is black and white. I'm picking on the sixth string. People pass by and you call them by their first name. Watching the clouds roll by. Bye-bye. Sometimes I can hear this old earth shouting through the trees as the wind blows. That's when I climb up here on this mountain to look through God's window. Now I can't fly, but I got 2 feet to get me high up here above. On the porch drinking ice cold cherry coke, where everything is black and white. Picking on the sixth string.
people pass by and you call them by their first name. Watching the clowns roll by, bye bye. Sometimes I dream I'm driving down an old dirt road, not even listed on the map. I pass a dad and son carrying a fishing pole, but I always wake up every time I try to turn. Sitting on the porch drinking ice cold cherry coke, where everything is black and white. Picking on the sixth string when people pass by and call them by their first name. Watching the clowns roll by.
You won't. from him. Yeah, someday you'll return to
Florida Georgia Line on Muskie Country with Dirt, following Mayberry from Rascal Flatts. And football today starts with the Browns. They're doing it again, benching Joe Flacco. They've seen enough after a 1-3 start, and they'll be starting third-round rookie quarterback Dylan Gabriel to continue the season. Gabriel thus becomes the 41st starting QB for the Browns since 1999. Of course, one of the larger stories behind the scenes there, Shedeur Sanders, the other Browns quarterback drafted this offseason, who's already shown that he's a chip off the old Deion plenty of times. And he did it again. Reporters in the locker room asked Sanders about his feelings over the news, and they asked some similar questions too, like what he thinks coaches would need to see to give him his first shot. Sanders gave incredibly expressive answers. I struggle to say that because he didn't say a word. It was a bizarre parody of a TV left on mute. Sanders was acting as though he was answering questions, mouthing words, moving his hands, smiling. Believe me, it's weirder than it sounds, but I also might kind of get it. A couple commenters pointed out that he might be trying to make a particular statement, like the Browns are taking away his voice, or that they told him he can't speak about this. But given what we've seen so far, it might also just be safe to assume that he's confused. Sanders obviously doesn't understand how he fell to the fifth round, so he probably doesn't understand why the Browns value Gabriel as the better quarterback. The one thing he does seem to understand, don't do your business where you eat, if you will. He's a line walker just like his dad is, but the only difference is Deion backed it up on the field. I'm willing to be wrong, though, as always. So if I misunderstood you, Shedeur, maybe speak up, though I recognize now that the Browns might have told you not to. Watch the video. He's definitely Deion Sanders' son. That much is clear. Doug Stone's up next on Muskie Country.
Muskie 101.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
Swing big at Big Fish Golf Club in Hayward, bringing you the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest on Muskie Country 101. Mention the name Big G at Big Fish Golf and slice $20 off your round. Offer ends October 31st. Get ready, Northwoods. Muskie Country 101 is fired up to help get the word out about your community events. From fundraisers and garage sales to car washes and craft fairs. If it's happening locally, Muskie Country 101 wants to shout it from the rooftops. Make sure your event is on our community events list. Email all the exciting details to community at WHSM.com. That's community at WHSM.com. It's free, it's fun, and it's the best way to stay connected in the Northwoods.
Muskie 101.
After 3 good years together, we had our first big fight. So she went to her mother's, and I went for a drive. Just a few miles out of town to that run-down one-room tavern that used to be my stomping ground. Well, I pulled in the driveway, you know it all still looked the same, and I couldn't wait to down a few and hear that jukebox ring. Walked in through the doorway. Well, there stood some kind
and I made a trap beam. Well, he looked me up and he looked me down. He said, may I help you please? And I said, what you do with those swinging doors? Where's the sawdust on the floor? Why's everybody wearing suits and ties? From where I stand, I can't believe my eyes. And whose idea was it to hang these ferns? This brand new barn don't have a single burn. I guess I'm somewhere that I don't belong. I need a jukebox with a country song. Well, I look back to the corner where the jukebox once stood around. Some clown was playing records too fast, too long, and too loud. And it must have been a big mistake to try and speak my mind. So as they were asking me to leave, I cried out one more time. What'd you do with those swinging doors? Where's the sawdust on the floor? Why's everybody wearing suits and ties? From where I stand, I can't believe my eyes. And whose idea was it to hang these ferns? This brand new bar don't have a single burn. I guess I'm somewhere that I don't belong. I need a jukebox with a country song. I guess I don't belong without a jukebox and a country song.
I listen to it all day at work.
Real country variety.
Muskie 101.
Clouds gathering around. not enough rain in Oklahoma to wash the sins out of that house. There's not enough wind in Oklahoma to rip the nails out of the past.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell. And it'll feel like the home down on you. Oh, brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. And you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass, it's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell. And it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. Courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
Toby Keith, courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue, number 3 of 6 in a row that we put into the middle of every afternoon show hour. Russell Dickerson is up next, number 4 of 6, followed by Shania Twain and Keith Urban before more football.
I gave you hell on Friday night, all about that single life. I gave my mama a reason to pray, didn't care about trying to change, no. I gave my all to those empty bars. They always left me with a broken heart.
broken heart. Never really ever gave love a thought. Man, as soon as I swore it off, God gave me a girl, girl gave me a kiss, kiss gave me a feeling that I still get. Every time I look in her eyes, I don't deserve.
Ever listened to. It's great.
Nobody plays more country.
Musky 101.
Whose bed have your boots been under? Hey! Whose bed have your boots been under? And whose heart did you steal, I wonder? And this time did it feel like thunder, baby? Well, whose bed have your boots been under?
Whose bed
driving home tonight, catching no red lights. That's alright, cause I don't wanna be alone. There's nobody waiting there, cold and empty bed. Words I wish I'd said, come on the radio. Ooh. And I don't know why I do this to myself.
That's Keith Urban on Muskie Country with Somewhere in My Car. News and weather coming up next after we finish football for the day. And long field goals are the topic on this side of the hour. Obviously, those long field goals are around. They're here. They're a thing this season. And I've been loving it for several reasons, including that they make the game more exciting. They give kickers a bit of a boost when it comes to the viewer. Though I have begun to wonder if there is a ceiling here. You know, is there a too many point? Not that I think we're approaching it, but I've never even had to wonder that before. People tend to get used to these 65-yarders and start taking them for granted, maybe? I don't know, but I failed to consider the statistical element that plenty of others have considered, like Philly's defensive coordinator Vic Fangio. He actually compared these long field goals to home runs hit by Bonds, Sosa, and McGuire. You know, that steroid era of baseball? Though, to be fair, I don't think Fangio was calling these long field goals illegitimate. He also brought up the dead ball era of baseball and a couple other examples that lead me to believe he just thinks we need an asterisk. You know, maybe we talk about field goal records from before 2025. Then again, there has been a steady creep upwards in passing statistics as rules come to favor NFL offenses, and we still haven't put an asterisk there. So maybe we just need to reevaluate statistics in general with respect to potential eras of football. Like, Dan Marino's stats look pretty decent today compared to current quarterbacks, but he did that way before the rules were supposed to help him. So it was all the more incredible. Stuff like that. That said, when we want boiled down answers, we'll always be disappointed. Vic Fangio, I am with you. Stats should reflect the change similarly to how we recognize the dead ball era of baseball. We'll keep kicking those 65-yarders, though, because, like I said, it's fun to watch. News and weather up next on Muskie Country. And in the 5 o'clock hour, your next keyword for Go for the Green and Gold.
Muskie 101.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. Healthcare organizations across Wisconsin are now offering the updated COVID-19 vaccine. As colder weather settles in across the state and people spend more time indoors, respiratory illnesses like COVID-19 are likely to become more common again. Major pharmacy chains have already received the updated vaccine, and now organizations like UW Health are scheduling appointments for residents. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers also recently issued an executive order to ensure the COVID vaccine remains available for all residents and is covered through insurance. A proposed bill seeking to crack down on people falsely misrepresenting their pets as service animals was heard in a state assembly committee this week. The legislation would implement a $500 fine for providing false documentation to obtain a service animal. It could also fine healthcare providers who prescribe an emotional support animal to patients who have been in their care for less than 30 days. Critics of the legislation say enforcing the law would be especially challenging due to concerns over legal troubles with privacy. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says it has issued air quality violation notices to a Superior oil refinery. The Superior Refining Company, purchased by Cenovus Energy in 2021, has allegedly received 27 violations over the last 2 years, including failing to limit emissions of sulfur dioxide and greenhouse gases. Company officials say the violations stem from short-term issues related to a rebuilding project following a 2018 explosion at the facility. The EPA also issued a high-priority violation for the site. Another candidate has entered the 7th Congressional District field following Congressman Tom Tiffany's decision to run for governor. Former Wisconsin State Legislator Fred Clark officially launched his campaign for the seat on Wednesday. In his announcement, Clark highlighted his experience as a rural legislator and conservation leader and plans to focus on rebuilding the rural economy, expanding healthcare access, and protecting farms and forests. Jesse Eben is still the only Republican candidate to announce a run for the seat thus far. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
Muskie 101 weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A slight storm chance tonight, otherwise a partly cloudy sky and a low in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny and heating up into the mid-80s tomorrow. Sunny, breezy, and mid-80s again Saturday, right around 80 Sunday. Then cooler next week. Right now it's 80.
Muskie 101.
Jessica Andrews is here to help guide us to 5 o'clock. And after that 5 o'clock mark, one country song is all that separates you from the next keyword. Here's Who I Am.
If I live to be 100 and never see the 7 wonders, that'll be all right. If I don't make it to the big leagues, if I never win a Grammy, I'm gonna be just fine, 'cause I know exactly who I am. I am Rosemary's granddaughter, the spitting image of my father. And when the day is done, my mama's still my biggest fan. Sometimes I'm clueless and I'm clumsy, but I got friends that love me, and they know just where I stand. It's all a part of me, and that's who I am. So when I make a big mistake, when I fall flat on my face, I know I'll be alright. Should my tender heart be broken, I will cry those teardrops, knowing I will be just fine, 'cause nothing changes. I'm clueless and I'm clumsy, but I got friends. the spitting image of my father. And when the day is done, my mama's still my biggest fan.
Better variety of country.
Muskie 101.
Little bit of dust, little bit of smoke, faller in a Chevy down a gravel road. Headed to a spot everybody knows, cannonball swinging from an old freight road. Talking about good times and tan lines, cold beer and summer nights. That was all there was to life. Good times and tan lines, good, good times and tan lines. FM on, coolers on the ground. Dig through the ice and pass them around. Waiting on the hot sun to go down. Little skinny dipping when the moon comes out. That sounds like good times and tan lines. Cold beer and summer nights. That was all there was to life. Good times and tan lines. Good, good times and tan lines. But time, nothing to lose. Guess there really wasn't nothing else to do but load up the truck and just take off. Back then, buddy, we had them all. I'm talking about good times and tan lines, cold beer and summer nights. That was all there was to life. Good times and tan lines, good, good times and tan lines. Times and tan lines, good, good times and tan lines.
Living on love. Two old people without a thing. Children gone, but still they sing. Side by side in that front porch swing, living on love. He can't sue anymore. She can barely sweep the floor. Hand in hand, they'll walk through that door, just living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. And it doesn't take much when you get it done. Living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. Well, it sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. And it doesn't take much when you get enough. Living on love. No, it doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love.
One oh 1.1 FM WHSM Hayward, Muskie 101.
Way back up in the country, back in the hills. Down in the hollers where the folks are real. Living with the crazies and the old wildcats. Sawed-off shotguns and coonskin caps. That's where I'm from and I'm proud to say I'm from the country and I like it that way. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country and we like it that way. And we like it that way. Everybody knows everybody.